This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. All right, gentlemen.
Yes.
Rick, go ahead and finish your story. I can't wait to hear the end of it.
Oh, you're going to like it. Juanito climbs the hill, of course, and this young, beautiful young woman is there and says, I want you to go back and tell the bishop that I am indeed Mary, the mother of God. And what happens then is amazing. She puts roses into his tilma, which is a cloak, essentially. It's a cloak. And she says, do not open this until you are in front of the bishop. So, good Juanito, Juan Diego, running to the bishop, and there opens the cloak and dumps the roses at the bishop's feet. Now, this is the fascinating part, really. The image of Our Lady, which would be the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a woman. Now, this is where things get strange. The image on the tilma is of a woman arrayed in clothing, a long form of a shawl, with standing in front of the sun, but on top of the crescent moon. The crescent moon indicates her power over darkness and over paganism, because that was a symbol at that paganism, and has a black sash, which at that point would have indicated she was with child. Okay, now here's the deal. On this tilma, is all kinds of artwork, or embroidery, however you want to put it. There's in the region where Juan Diego is from, which is Southern Mexico, there are stars all over Mary's cloak. And if you look at them, if a scientist looks at them and lays them out on a platform, on a grid, it is the exact duplicate of the constellations that would have occurred on that night in 1531 on December, what was 12th then? Okay, the solstice.
Right.
Okay. All 14 volcanoes, which actually in Mexico, they're all in that one same region. They're all on her cloak. There are also flowers in Mexico. NASA has been examining this cloak because they don't know, I guess, what else to do. So NASA examines the cloak, and NASA calls this a living image because the cloak is and has been for the last 600 years a constant 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. It does not change temperature. It's been this temperature for 600 years and remains so. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Oh, that can't possibly be true. You know why you say that? You're saying that because you haven't met God yet. I can promise you it's completely possible if God decides it's possible. So What NASA also discovered were a number of other things, and this is interesting. There was actually nothing on the Tilma. This image is floating above it by 7 to 10 atomic particles. So it's some kind of an image that is not painted or it's not photographic, not actually even touching the Tilma. When you remove, if you take the image and you remove Mary and you remove the moon and you remove the sun, you're left with 46 dots. And the minute I saw this, I knew what it was. But it took the NASA engineers a while to figure it out. They took the 46 dots and turned it sideways, and I recognized it. I mean, I know I'm brilliant, but I recognized it immediately as a musical score because I've seen thousands of pages of this stuff throughout my life. It looked like an orchestral score. It looked like a conductor's score to me, which turns out to be what it was. And that music that you were just listening to is called the music of the Tilma of Juan Diego. And interestingly enough, this thing, if you look at the music, it is composed in what's called the God key. And people who are in orchestras will know what that is, but apparently it's an extraordinarily high key. I tried looking it up, and so far I'm not having real good success. But it is said, among other things, to have healing properties. And if nothing else, I would say this. It is, in my opinion, a very one-of-a-kind type of music. I mean, I listen to a lot of music. I play a lot of music. I'm an amateur musician, etc. But I have never heard anything quite like this. So, you know, if you might want to, listen to it again, just for the fun of it. If you want to see the entire video on YouTube, it is fascinating. I think, hold on, I want to see if I can get this right so you can look it up intelligently. You can look it up unintelligently if you want to. I believe it is called the Music of the Tilma of Juan Diego, and it is the one that I looked at. It's about a 15-minute video, explains all of this in detail, including they play the music. It is by the Holy Spirit MIMS, M-I-M-S. I'm not entirely sure if that's an acronym or what, but it is an amazing 15 minutes of religion and science being... It just goes to show you that, you know, a lot of people think that religion and science are somehow diametrically opposed, and I can promise you that that can never be true because basically God is the science. I mean, everything he invented everything, so you can't take his inventions and say, well, this is scientific, but this over here, that's religion, so we're going to put this on one side of the scale and then, you know, faith on the other. It just doesn't work like that. So
no.
If you want to see that, you can look it up. It is absolutely fascinating. The music itself, if you look it up, if you just YouTube Music of the Tilma, you'll see where it has, some people have looped it, and sometimes it'll be a one-hour loop. And that way, you know, if you're cleaning the house or whatever and you just want to listen to something quite unique, very peaceful, you know, and according to some healing, you know, turn that on and let it loop for a while and see what you think. That was ethereal. It's very ethereal sounding. So take a whack at that, see what you think. In other news, because of the vax, police departments, military, hospitals, staff, being reduced to critical levels because a lot of these people just aren't getting vaxxed. The powers that be are also canceling passports. The United Nations has taken to taking down private websites of people that you and I would listen to, calling it, it's their counter, I love this, it's their counterterrorism task force in charge of making sure there isn't any hate speech. Okay, so they're taking down all the truther websites to get those people, you know, silence, you know, shut them up, demonize them, shut them up. And then, of course, we have the failure of Evergrande and the floundering, the sideways movement of cryptocurrencies, which now some people are saying these two things are linked because China is thinking seriously about using Bitcoin as part of the settlement for the Evergrande default. And I'm not going to drag this out at all, but, you know, bear in mind that Evergrande was literally worth trillions. The investment itself, even though a lot of it was highly leveraged, is in the trillions. And so a lot of people bought Evergrande bonds and loaned Evergrande money in various ways, including apparently Tether, which I've mentioned before. So
right.
this could have some massive implications if it's allowed to go ahead and flop. It could cause contagion in the bond market, which would, of course, enter into the United States, as I mentioned, Cliff High said, by May. So if that's the case, if that happens, you'll see bank failures. God only knows what goes on with the dollar at that point. But so you know, we talked about trying to secure some food and water for that. But for really, in my opinion, this is more of an immediate threat than some vague. You know, there might be a nuclear war someday, or there might be a pandemic. We know that's never going to happen. So
right.
You know, this would, yeah. So you know, that would essentially be the situation. In other interesting. It's 12 after. I'll go for another couple minutes, and then do we have any callers yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So, although it's this close to Christmas, we might not actually have any listeners either. There is a fellow. Now, this is very interesting, and I'm going to try to put this in. I'm going to put 3 pounds of junk into a 1 pound bag. There is a fellow named Reggie Middleton. You probably all heard his name, but you're not certain why. Back in 2014, he created something called DeFi, decentralized finance. Since then, we've seen an absolute explosion of cryptocurrencies using a decentralized finance platform. They include names you know, Cardano, Solana, Ethereum, maybe even Avalanche, I'm not sure. A bunch of these people, Theta, these are all decentralized platforms. Well, what happened then was the government, central bank, whatever, you know, our illegal corporation that's basically calling the shots, took one look at what he did, and they said, you're not having this. This is way too dangerous for the central bank. For the Federal Reserve, and they took it away. They sued the guy. They slandered his name. On any time you tried to Google the guy, a warning would pop up saying this guy's a criminal, yada, yada. And they basically ruined him. They took 98 million of his coins. For some reason, left him with 2, and that was probably a legal move right there. But the point is, our entire economy's in shambles. And it is being suggested, which I think is interesting, that the government is talking to Reggie Middleton now about a way to fix it. Last week he got a patent approved or decentralized finance, which I don't understand. I don't understand how in the world they let that happen unless there's something happening behind the scenes that would make it in their best interest to allow it to happen, you see. That would be my guess. You know, we have that. So the Veritasium, his invention was hooked to his coin called Veritasium, which is all but impossible to lay your hands on at this point. I understand just by casual conversation that you've got to go through all kinds of crazy. You thought Theta was tough to get. This is, you know, even worse. So whether or not you can lay your hands on it is one question. Whether or not if he moves forward, that the implementation of his invention would actually remain hooked to Veritasium is a question. So even if you could get your hands on it, you can't be sure that that you're buying the right thing. So he could use any vehicle, for that matter. He can invent a brand new crypto, which, you know, then would become, you know, the cat's pajamas. So, you know, you might want to keep an eye out for Reggie and the U.S. government, a collaboration between the two, because according to some, the only way out of the situation that we're in would be a restructuring of the system as it is. Whether or not that would be reliant on the implosion or the complete destruction of the one we have, or whether or not it's more of a morphing thing. But it is being widely advertised that it will be a more of a gold-backed type deal, but it would be a trustless system. In other words, it would be a smart contract type situation with hard backing. Whether or not that's going to be gold or gold and Bitcoin, this is all off the clouds, and it's but if you look at our present situation and say something's got to happen, something's going to happen, whether or not it is complete destruction of the financial system in a civil war, or whether they actually come up with a more intelligent and more peaceful solution, which would maybe spare some of your money and maybe your life, you know, that's a possibility. And if that's the case, it looks like Reggie might be sitting in the catbird seat at the moment. So, yeah. Any thoughts, Mr. Spencer?
Well, I hope for the latter that you just described. I truly do. But I just don't have a lot of confidence. My crystal ball, unfortunately, has been broken on the fritz completely for many years. I can see valid arguments for each side of that coin, Rick. You know, what we know for a fact from history is that if people get hungry, there's going to be problems. We know that. We know that people are going to get hungry if there's no financial system in our current modus operandi, where 90% of the people, or 80%, whatever it is, live in cities. And even if they lived in a rural area, they don't have the first clue how to grow something to eat. So, you know, there's so many different directions this could go. I just really don't know, Rick. No, I don't know. But anyway, when we get back from the break, Rick, we do have two callers waiting. We've got Art from Georgia.
Go ahead.
Well, do you want to go ahead and take Art right now? No, we got a break. So we'll take these two callers as soon as we get back. Go ahead, Hori.
Don't we have Bob there? Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
All right. Tim, you said we had some callers.
Art? Was it Art?
Okay. You're right, Sam. I was muted. First, let's go to Art in Georgia on line 3. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, guys. You were talking earlier about lighting. I can recall back in the early 90s, 91, 92, I was living up on a mountain outside of Mount Ida, Arkansas, with a bunch of hippies. We didn't have no running water. We had to actually walk down the mountainside and haul water up. We had no electricity, so we had no lights, which meant we had to do something. Well, when you got a bunch of hippies, and ain't none of them got jobs, and ain't none of them got no money, you had to find ways to make them light. So we discovered that you could take a soda can, and cut a big eye out of it. From top to bottom, cut an eye and bend those wings back. You want to keep about an inch to an inch and a half of your bottom intact, because you got to have some part of it's got to hold the oil. And we used to use Crisco shortening. And what we would do is we take a piece of wire that was stiff enough that it could create a 1-inch diameter ring, and then bent inward, and then bent straight upward, and then we would wrap a twist up like a little piece of cotton or toilet paper. A paper towel actually worked well too. And we would twist it into like a wick, and then we would do a wrap of that wire part that was sticking straight up around that to create our wick. Then we would liquefy the shortening, and then we would pour it in there and let it harden back up. This produced an excellent little lantern that you could attach to a stick, and then you could walk through the woods and project the light outward, and the inside lining, that shiny lining of the inside of that can, acted as a reflector to create more light. Now, another thing we did was we would take a large tub of shortening, a large one, you know, that big, large, I guess, number 10 size can, and we would liquefy all of that, dump it out, and then take and cut a piece of cardboard that's about an inch shorter than the inside height of that can. Roll it up tight as you can and stick it down in that can. And then when you let it go, it unravels a little bit. And then you pour your liquid shortening back in on that, and you let it solidify, and it absorbs into the cardboard. And now you've just made an emergency heater to keep you warm. This is how we survived 5 years on top of that mountain with no electricity, no gas, no running water, no nothing, cooking over an open fire, producing our own light. These are just simple little things. Just use your imagination, folks. It's amazing what you can come up with. Just use your imagination.
I absolutely agree with you, Art.
Another thing you can do, say you have an oil lantern, and say something goes wrong and it no longer works anymore. Take the globe out. Take the globe completely out. Don't break it. And then the part of the base that the wick of the lantern comes up through, take that part off. Set it over top of a little tea candle. You know the little tea light candles? Take that little base plate and set it over top of the, you want to have something like three stacks of pennies, three high. And you do them in a triangle so that you can set your tea lantern in the middle of them, and then your little base piece that you took off that the wick would come up through, set that on top of those, and then set your globe from your lantern that no longer works, set it over top of that, and now you've just created a light source. Can't carry it, but it works.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for your call, Art. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike in Kentucky.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Here on RBN. Tim, our next caller, please.
Okay, just a second. I got to pull back the screen. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky on line 5. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I'm trying to mute this and it won't mute. Anyway, just hang on. Oh, stupid computer here. I was just watching that clip where Edward Lyle demands his back pay. You guys were talking about financial stuff with the United States, and what do you think what they would do if we all demanded to actually be paid in lawful money? Going back to the hemp $10 note, you know, with the paragraph there, it offers a sleight of hand to the American people. You can go get gold if you go all the way to Washington, D.C. and the Treasury Department. Otherwise, yeah, we're going to give you lawful money here at the Federal Reserve Bank or any of the member banks, which could be, you know, 50-cent pieces or dollars, silver dollars, but you can go get gold. So they played that game for 20 years with the gold, I'm sure, and the Federal Reserve member banks did not have to give gold for a gold certificate at the member banks.
Mike, as a side note, I just want to say that I saw an article just a couple days ago where in the last 10 years, Legos outperformed gold as an investment. Legos go up faster.
Right, and there's some Legos now that are being made out of non-petroleum, so whoop-de-doo. Anyway, so we don't have to be dependent on plastic from petroleum. You don't have to worry about the bottom falling out of that market, I guess. Politically correct Legos are in the works. But that clip, the music you were playing there, I was kind of singing along, O Tannenbaum, you know, the German ode to the
right.
to the tree. That's what it was originally. It was O Tannenbaum, the Christmas tree. Charles Schulz,
Schulz. That was the first song that I had to learn in when I was a second grader. We had to learn the whole thing in German and sing it for a Christmas, I don't know, whatever kids have. That was back when you could actually, in a public school, celebrate something as crazy as Christmas. Not to interrupt.
Well, Charles Schulz, the you know, the Peanuts guy, has an interesting quote. You know, his was it Linus? One of the characters gives this great soliloquy with the, you know, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas, and a lot of people quote that soliloquy. I think it is that Linus gives. But Charles Schulz had an interesting viewpoint about the times we're in. If I can read that quote here.
Sure.
I'm trying to get the a meme I made from that to open up here, if it will. But he said it was irresponsible to teach the children some of the stuff that's commonly taught in churches and Sunday schools and stuff. He was not impressed with some of the teachings. But the other thing, you said something about if we have any listeners a while ago on RBN, while this opens up. There we go. The thing you guys can't really account for is the number of people, both Americans and foreigners in this country, that may be listening to you guys on free-to-air satellite. Free-to-air satellite does not necessarily track. There's no way to track who all is listening that way. Now, I don't know
right.
all of the different vendors that take the RBN programming stream, but chances are they're going to be on a device where the encryption is worthless. Your VPN probably is compromised, and if you're enough of a target that you're being scrutinized and your device fingerprint and all that is being slurped, then they know all the inputs and outputs of every human brain. It goes into your X key score file or your Fusion Center file, and so even if RBN doesn't know who all is listening to your guys' feed, you can bet the government can figure out most of them. The ones that they don't know about, or this mastering the domain, they call it mastering yeah. the human domain mentality, the free-to-air satellites are a wild card, because those can be set up out in the hunting shack, solar-powered, off the grid, you know, or fairly well hidden, you know, to where maybe you're out working in your garage and the wife doesn't even know you're listening on a free-to-air satellite feed. And I think on the same bird, I haven't pulled it up in a while, but I think on that same satellite is Russia Today and a bunch of other foreign stuff. So I know they recently had a satellite change of the satellite feed. So when you say you don't know that you have any listeners, I think there's a lot of guys that may be listening to you, guys and gals, that are kind of off the grid, like the last guy talked about the hippies. And that candle he right. was talking about, if you want to try a simple version of it, I try to follow his description. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the feet, his design again. But you can take a table, those tall chandelier or table candles, dinner candles, and right. submerge it. You can cut it to fit whatever you've got, a metal coffee can, and you stick that table candle down into a can full of Crisco, put you a clay pot on top of it that fits with the bottom lid, light that candle up, and that thing can burn for maybe weeks, depending on the size of the candle. The Crisco and the candle, you know, every now and then you may have to relight the thing, but you have to, the trick is to trim that wick just to the right length. You don't want too long, you don't want too short, so that it drowns in the oil. It'll burn for weeks, Crisco candle. I had one made with birthday cake candles that lasted 3 days, and it wasn't even half a can of coffee full of Crisco. Anyway, you know how quick birthday candles can burn. I had three of them in there, and it provided a lot of heat. I haven't yet went to find a clay pot that'll fit on top of it to reflect the heat, you know, capture the heat and radiate it out of that clay. But here's a quote from Charles Schulz. I think it is irresponsible preaching and very dangerous, and especially when it is slanted toward children. I think it is totally irresponsible because I see nothing biblical that points up to our being in the last days. And I just think it is an outrageous thing to do, and a lot of people are making a living, they've been making a living for 2,000 years, preaching that we're in the last days. And that's a quote supposedly by Charles Schulz. And you think, you know, with his little Charlie Brown Christmas soliloquy there, the man was a bit of a on a mission there with that, to try to make sure all the children knew the gospel.
Well, I see your point, and I would not argue with it. I just don't think that it is a good idea to burden kids with stuff like that. But now, I meant to mention and haven't mentioned yet, when Juan Diego, when people came to realize what was going on with that cloak, they had somewhere between, depending on reports, 5 and 10 million converts. And I don't think I've mentioned on this program yet that Al Jazeera, of all people, is reporting and or complaining that people are, Muslims are converting to Christianity at a ridiculous pace, something around 6 million a year, because they keep having dreams of this fellow, Jesus, whom they're not familiar with, and it's being, what should I say? It's being reported to them or told to them straight away that they need to take a look at the Christian Bible and look for this guy, Jesus. And the Muslims are losing people right and left. So it is now, I'm only going to say this for the purposes that whatever you want to do with it, it has been described by, say, Padre Pio, who talked about the last days, that they can't come to fruition until everybody on the planet has heard this message and has had an opportunity to choose what they want to do. So, yeah, but I believe that Charles is onto something. You shouldn't do that to kids.
No, when I was growing up in the Bible Belt, you know, you had the late, great Planet Earth, Hal Lindsey. The duck and cover was just kids a little bit older than me. I'm not a hippie. But now they were fingerprinting kids in school, and everybody's talking about the end of the world and da-da-da, you know. It's like, doom and gloom. Why plan? Why fight? I'm on the next flight, you know. Everything's coming to an end. There's no point investing in the future, you know. It's all the last days, and it just puts a wrong attitude into children's minds. Well, what the heck, you know? You fall into the category of the bad company. If you remember that rock group from the 1970s, Bad Company Till the Day I Die was one of their title tracks. And the part that people don't like to quote is the second part of that verse, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? The secular world will quote that verse all the time. The rest of it they forget about. Bad company ruins good morals. And so if you're living like there's no tomorrow, it's not good for society, I guess, or yourself, obviously. But
Well, I'd be reminded of Fat Tuesday, which is a day of revelry and debauchery that immediately precedes the beginning of Lent. You know, you got to go ahead and commit every sin you can possibly come up with, because the party's over tomorrow. I don't know. You know, if I your think brain works that way, fine.
The Jews have similar issues there. Of course, they can, just like the Catholic Church is infamous, what they call them, indulgences, that the Jews have made the law of none effect for thousands of years. I think that's why the animals were loosed and the tables were kicked over, because when he called them a brood of vipers and a den of thieves, he meant it. I mean, they'd made the law of none effect. And so they had turned my father's house into a den of thieves. So it had to go. And the day of the Lord's judgment on that occurred within that generation. He told the disciples, you'll not finish going through all the towns of Judea before the Son of Man comes. And, you know, how big is Judea? How many cities are there? When you come to a town and they reject you, you just dust your feet off and go on. It'll be worse for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, do we believe the scriptures? There's all this, that had to be true to them at that time in that culture for audience relevance. I believe at his whim, he's the true landlord. He can start over with the remnant anytime he pleases. He can completely wipe out the United States in the Northern Hemisphere, and people would survive in the Southern Hemisphere that could carry the gospel forward, if that's his whim. We have any idea. I think the end of the world, end of the age, eon. We could say it's the end of the American age, but is it the end of the earth? And what are the elements?
You could be just as concerned about the end of your own life and your particular judgment. That might come before the end of the world.
I'm secure in my salvation. That's what the gospel offers.
You are just plain arrogant.
No, that's all
like
I have
that?
Is the faith.
Okay,
I can't walk on water, but it's all I have is the faith in Him as being the Son
the
Lamb.
You're going to start working a little harder. Yeah, you're going to have to try a little harder. How many times did you try it today? Speaking of which, the water's getting pretty cold.
Yeah, I've walked across frozen water quite a distance after I tested it with a large rock.
No, don't.
But it's been a while. We've had some very cold. I actually rode a bicycle all the way across the lake at one point.
Mm.
With no spike tires.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's slick.
When both wheels come out at one time, man, you hit like you fell 30 feet. It'll just
you have to be very ginger with that steering.
Yeah, with the arm and the brakes. And the
straight line. No brakes. No. You better not. Now, 3 or 4 or 5 miles an hour is about it. And the ice has to be some crusty snow on it. So there's a lot of conditions.
What you might want to do is strap a 2x4 to the bike, so that it looks like an airplane wing. So when you go through, you can just kind of sit there and you're only in the water up to your waist. That'd be great.
No, I did this on some, when we had a record, kind of a couple of times, a record stretch of cold, and the ice was probably 2 foot thick. It does get pretty cold in Kentucky.
Right.
Got a break?
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
No, it was my phone, and I was trying to shut it off and couldn't.
Thought it was another Christmas jingle.
No.
That is a pretty good song. Who'd you say wrote that version of Mary Did You Know?
I don't know where Mary Did You Know is a much older song, but that was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Pentatonix version. And what's interesting about that, I guess, is it's done without any instruments. It's all voices. It really
acapella.
Has turned into it has turned into a cult favorite for many people, including my family. You're always going to hear Mary Did You Know around here. I particularly like that subject anyway.
Well, it is a bit absurd, right? How could she not know? She was overshadowed, an angel visitor. She was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. I mean, she knew. She had to have known that
We're not certain what she knew. That is to say that she knew what was going to happen, but she knew some of it. But I don't know if anybody can be completely prepared for being the mother of God. There's going to be some surprises in there somewhere.
However, that culture, in that day, they were prone to be stoned, right? Because her husband had to say that it was his, or she could have been stoned to death. And of course, there's radical Jews that claim that Mary was raped by a Roman centurion or some crap.
Right? Because God has no powers at all.
Well, that's why they're Antichrist. I mean, that's why the Antichrist today. Mm-hmm. Well, who else is better suited to be an Antichrist other than these Jews that are saying
I will say this. I will say this to that point. The chosen people, in a lot of people's opinion, mine and my priests, we are now the chosen because they kind of, and I'm, you know, I do really, really, I'm very fond of the Orthodox Jews. They're unbelievable people, very moral, very, however,
they're devout to turn back to the shadow. They really want to turn back to the shadow, though, the useless things.
Well, that's kind of what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're out of time.
Oh, thanks.
Talk to you next week, Mike Hopefully. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that your baby baby boy has come to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, it's that time where we close out the show. Rick, okay. Would you like to say a prayer for the day?
Yes, I would. And today I'm not going to be able to ignore Mary because just any day now she's going to have a baby. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mournings, and weepings in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, babe.
I would just like to say, please remember the homeless, the elderly, and our men and women in uniform and their families. Also, a very Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Thank you to all of our listeners and callers. We appreciate you more than you know, and I just hope that you have a very Merry Christmas.
And thanks,
we'll probably...
good work today, by the way. Excellent, absolutely. Excellent effort today,
Sam.
On Sam's
Park. Thank you, Sam, and thank you to our sponsors.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an interesting year. A year ago this time, everybody was saying how glad they were 2020 was over. I think everybody learned their lesson. I haven't heard anybody saying how glad they were 2021 was over. Seems like every time we say that, we curse ourselves, sort of. But, guys, our wish for you is to live in peace and harmony, to live in love of Jesus Christ. It's a very special time of the year right now. And it's for us broadcasting. It's the end of our broadcast year. We will be back next year. But anyway, folks, please pray for us. We're going to be praying for you. A very Merry Christmas from us to you. And I'm wishing you. Bye-bye, folks.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.